as we look at the premiership markets. And Penrith, nice and warm as favourites. I'm going to guess, Sean, it's the first time they've been favourites this year. Have I got that right?
I think you are right there, mate. Yeah, and look, there's a significant gap between the second line of being there, the Storm, who are also in the prelim purely because of the side of the draw.
Oh, dear. Well, the technology gods have let us down.
What he was about to say, Shawnee, I think, is that the Panthers are awaiting the winner of South and Parramatta.
Yes.
Whereas the Melbourne Storm, they've got the Raiders. They've got a grand final team coming out.
They've got a gun team.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt Penrith want Parramatta. There's no question. You don't want to be dealing with South.
No.
You could beat South by 30, but then if they turn it on for 40 minutes, they could undo 16 weeks of good work with a Cody Walker masterclass in 20 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. But the irony of all that would be that Parramatta's the only team who's beaten them all year.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
All right, I think we've got Sean back. We'll get him up in a second. To me, and you're right, that's the reason why Melbourne are not favourites. To me, I thought they proved they should be favourites this week because they weren't anywhere near their best. They took care of business. They got a prelim in Brisbane. And at worst for them, they're going to play Penrith. They're going to play a team of kids in the grand final. Mm. We know Melbourne can handle the big event. The only question about Penrith is can they handle the big stage?
That's right.
That would be. So I'm surprised. Where's the weight of money gone, Sean? That would be my question. What are the punters thinking?
It's actually funny. This year's a bit of an outlier. Usually we see the money sort of fully skewed to those that finish in the top four, but it's actually South who have been very, very well supported and are our worst result in the book by far. We're staring down the barrel of a plus $3 million payout if they do salute. And before I dropped out there, I touched on the easy side of the draw. They do get the easier route to the grand final, if you want to call it that, going through Parramatta this week, then they get Penrith the week after. Not to say it's an easy route, but that's where the money has been, and a pretty ugly payout should they get the job done.
Well, good. Sean, Sean, it is an easier route. Let's be honest. They meet Parramatta, who they're without Sivo, which is huge,
yep.
Maybe without Ferguson, and then you get a chance to play Penrith without kick-out. Like, Sydney are a massive chance to go through to the grand final. Let me tell you that. They are a massive chance.
Oh, no question. You would not be shocked.
No.
If they went nuts, you wouldn't be shocked. Mate, and again, their forward pack is just doing it. They broke even at worst with Newcastle, with Clemmer, Saifidi, and the Totolas and the Kalaomatungis and the Tom Burgesses.
Yeah.
Minimum broke even.
That's right.
They are having a barnstorming year. Now, a couple of quick... Now, you got to look on the Sportsbet app.
We saw Damien...
Go on, Shauna.
Sorry, mate. We saw Damien Cook probably have his best game for the year last week. We finally saw his running game that we all expected to see with these new rules, and it just shows when you give him an inch, he can blow the game apart. We saw it a couple of times last week.
Hot weather.
Yes.
He's going to tear teams apart in hot. I don't know what the weather is on Saturday night in Sydney. It's a bit chilly on this Wednesday. So we're in that stage where you can get 30 degrees or you can get 19 degrees. So just keep an eye on that. You got to keep an eye on the Sportsbet app because you get some sneaky little markets. You had a couple of try-scorer bingos. I'm sure they would have gone close.
Round bingo got up, yeah.
I looked at that and I thought, I'm going to back that, and I never got around to it. But you got to look because usually it's in the first game of the weekend. But here's one. Stage of elimination for the Panthers. Well, when it says stage of elimination, there are three possibilities. They either lose the prelim at $3, they either lose the GF at $2.63, or they win the GF at $2.63. That's like a soccer market there with the three. Go on.
Take the lose the prelim, and I'll tell you why. Because whoever wins through, there'll be a recency bias between South or Parramatta, whoever wins through. I'm assuming South. Mm. They won't be $3 against Penrith. South Sydney will not be a $3 pop playing against Penrith. And that's essentially...
Oh, you're saying they'll be shorter.
Of course they will.
I bet they're not.
You think South will be a bigger price without kick-out? Okay. That's a great bet. Okay. Penrith.
I'll take your advice.
You with me, Shauno?
Where will that game be?
ANZ. And God bless Penrith, because they could have played at Bankwest as well. Can you imagine Penrith versus Parramatta, prelim final, in front of 15,000 at Bankwest? And the NRL gave Penrith the option. That's my beef. Don't give the club the option. But anyway, Penrith went to ANZ, so we're getting maximum crowd. But there you go. To answer that question, so you think it'll be $1.30 Penrith? They'll be a much bigger price, and yeah, they'll be in the twos, whoever
they're
playing.
Absolutely. I mean, and even a minor case here, not as strong on this, but, you know, if the Roosters went through, are they going to be $2.20 against a Melbourne Storm team with Munster in doubt?
Okay, so stage of elimination for the Storm to lose the prelim $2.20 against either the Roosters or Canberra, lose the GF at $3, win the GF at $3.10.
The thing about these prices, and you have to remember, it's... The $3 about Penrith losing the prelim, for example, you've got the chance that Parra do win this week. So it's the average price they're going to be in that game. But I do agree, if South do a number on Parra, which is certainly not out of the realms of possibilities, and they front up at ANZ Stadium against a kick-outless Penrith, yeah, I don't think there's going to be $3 on the board. So I don't mind the angle, Sugar. If you like South this week, then you might be able to look ahead one way you can get a juicy price.
And that's why you listen to this podcast. I never would have even thought of that as... but there you find the little sneaky, you know, just the little markets where perhaps they've got it wrong or there's a little opening for you. We are going to look at these games right after this.
Sam O'Keefe in the sock slide. This is it. Come on, Slippery. On the runway. Slides. It's big. It's a new world record.
Somebody stop her. She'll slide out the stadium.
That make it look easy moment was brought to you by Sportsbet's NRL same game multi. Combine your favourite markets, like the Panthers to win, Inter Crichton and Tedesco to score, and you'll get bigger odds. If it's an NRL same game multi, it's Sportsbet.
Let's get to some games, eh? And we start, what a game, Friday night football. Roosters, Raiders, grand final rematch. How the Raiders would love to end the dynasty. $1.47 the Roosters, $2.75 the Raiders. And now we've added a new graphic for our KO viewers, where the money is going. I'm a bit surprised at this, gentlemen. 61% of the head-to-head money is going to the Roosters. I suppose you shouldn't be that surprised. It's not that big a disparity. I thought, Sean, people would have gobbled up the 275 for the Raiders. It just seems like you're putting out the burly. You're really inviting people to take the fat odds.
No, there's no burly about it. But to Shook's point before, there's a big recency bias for the following week after a final, particularly for the team that's won, team that's lost. But it's not the case here, as it is in the other game that we'll get to later. But yeah, Roosters with the majority money, the head-to-head, and also the line, punters aren't scared to step into the... It actually opened -4.5. It's crept its way up to -6, and they're saying, yeah, whopping 70%, which is a huge disparity in a 50-50 market, or what should be a 50-50 market.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit surprising. Whether it's just a little correction from maybe a skinnier or two skinnier price that we initially put up might be the case, but I think the Raiders might see a bit of support late in this one. Not that I necessarily agree, but we'll get to the tips a bit later.
Now, at what weight of money, we've already seen the line move from, what did you say, 4.5 to 6. If we could get that line to 6.5, that is momentous. Is there a chance, if that weight of money continues, and we're recording this Wednesday, 11 a.m, so it might have already changed by now one way or the other, is there a chance we can get that line to 6.5?
Definitely. If I had it my way, I've probably got a little bit bigger than what it is, but that's not to say that the market or the weight of money will agree with me. But wouldn't shock me to get it to 6.5. And the real interesting number in this game is the total. It's opened 42.5, which just looks huge to me. I know we saw you know, a bit of an outlier in last week. All the games racked up the points, but if you had told me, you know, a month ago or 6 weeks ago that we're going to see a grand final rematch, a knockout elimination final of 42.5 up there, I would have called you crazy. So I think that might be I think people might have got a little bit too excited off the back of one week's high scoring. That looks massive. 42.5 in a final. I couldn't actually believe my eyes.
Okay, I think we know where Sean's going to go. to me, they've trapped me, Joel, because I saw the minus the plus six and thought that's too good to refuse.
Yeah,
and I do feel like that's a trap line that they are trying to suck me in to take that line, and I think they're going to win the weather. They're going to get my money. The weather in Sydney, 24 on Friday. Okay, so very pleasant and sunny. No. Weather will not be a factor at the SCG.
Look, Canberra Raiders absolutely don't fear the Roosters.
No, they do not.
We know that. The last eight games has been 1-12, whoever won the match. They do not. They're probably one of the few teams who don't fear the Roosters. They're a big enough side to handle the Roosters. I also like the plus six, but I am tipping the Roosters to win the game. So I'll be tipping alternative margins, maybe the Roosters or a try bet perhaps, 6 points either way here. But I'll take the start. But just keep in mind, you know, they didn't fear him last year, and that was one of the all-time teams, the Roosters. This year, no Latrell, no Cooper Cronk, no Radley. Yep, take the Raiders at the plus for me.
I've got a stat. It's going to blow you away. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. I don't know how we turn this into profit. In fact, I think it's the opposite. Brett Morris, try-scoring machine, yes?
Yep.
He has scored one finals try since 2010. One finals try in his last 12 finals.
Really?
Isn't that insane?
That is insane.
He scored six in his first five. So in his first year, he scored two. In his second year, he scored three, something like that.
Wow.
So by 2009, he had six finals tries. From 2010, the Dragons, I think he set up a try in the grand final when his foot was on the touchline. One finals try. Now, I don't know what that means. This is one of those things I discovered. I'm doing this game on Friday. One of those things I thought, I can't believe. I had to go in and check and recheck because I thought, that can't be right.
No.
But there it is. So
I'm just texting the great man Fletch. I'm running late, Fletch. I'm coming. I'm supposed to be catching up with him. Can you?
It's promo shoot day, everyone. That's why Joel looks really nice.
Really
haircut.
What?
Look at the haircut.
Yeah, that is exactly right. That's why I've got the haircut.
Yes.
Hey, mate.
When did
you
get the haircut?
Yesterday afternoon.
Oh, see, I never. If I know I got a photo, I get it like 3 days before.
Yeah, I just wasn't organised.
Just to let it settle.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, John, mate. You're
schoolboy error.
Come on, mate.
Hey, mate, can you please let them know?
Look at this name drop. Look at this disgraceful name drop.
Yeah, that's a big
Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. When does it start? In grand final week.
Yeah, grand final week.
On SEN 1170.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay. All right, so the straight, by the way, straight sets exit for the Roosters. Last did it in 2008. More pertinently, the last defending premier to go out in straight sets, Melbourne in 2013.
Oh.
I didn't realise that until I went back.
Okay.
So there you go. Doesn't happen often, straight sets exits, but Roosters, and they're bad in close games this year, 1-5 in games decided by six or less. Raiders, now isn't this kooky? If they win, it'll be the first time they've made back-to-back prelims since 94-95.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm blowing you away with these stats. See, this
I like this.
See, this is the research. There you go. All right. That's it. That's our tip. So Canberra
Raiders.
Minus six.
Yep.
Plus six.
Yep.
And you're going the under or over?
I'll go with the over. Just because it's a pretty low total in today's market, perhaps.
Okay. Now, Sean, you've definitely gone the under, haven't you? And Roosters?
I'm Roosters to cover. Yeah, you said it before. Jake Friendin is huge. I'm not his biggest fan, but with the depth they don't have in that number nine department, he's a huge in for them.
Okay, and but the under as well.
Yes, please.
Okay, and for me, I'm going the under. Not as confident, but Canberra plus six. Right, we get to Saturday night, Bankwest Stadium. Actually, I'm going to ask straight up. I'm not going to get into the whole ANZ thing where the game should be. Is it an advantage for Parramatta? I don't think it is.
No, well, ask him this way, Shawnee. What's the if it was at ANZ Stadium versus Bankwest, how would that shift the line?
It would probably move it. I'd suggest. See, crowds make this really, really difficult, and home advantage is a little bit subjective. I'd probably move it 1.5 points.
Oh, that's significant. Okay.
Yeah, the way of South, which is, I mean, it is a decent move. You know, we're only going down the road, but it is an advantage for Para, this game being at Bankwest. I would love to see it full low. If you want to back Para.
The point I'm making is South members, as we look at the odds, 285, 145. That's on Wednesday morning. When tickets go on sale for finals, it's open slather for ticketed members of both clubs. So if South fans were quick to the button, they could have got
They had every chance, as much opportunity as Parramatta fans. I suspect they weren't. I suspect Parramatta fans will absolutely dominate. So I think it might be a slight advantage than if it was at ANZ. Look at this. The weight of money. This is insane. 95% of the money. Geez, that's a lot. Is with South. That's a lot of money for an unreliable team. That is a lot of money for an unreliable team. Sean, do you think that says more about what punters think about South or the fact that punters have given up on Parramatta, who won't have Sivo? And what we're hearing, Ferguson might be a problem. Again, Wednesday morning, we won't find out till maybe later today, certainly, you know, closer to game time.
No, I think this is exactly to Shug's point before. Huge recency bias in punters' minds. So you've got one team who have flogged Newcastle against a parasite. It went down all to the Melbourne Storm, but they do find themselves without Sivo, which is the big headline in this game. So not too surprising. Maybe the how short of that percentage is going towards Parra is a little bit surprising, but not huge to me.
Okay, here's my problem, Joel. I'm wondering, and this is for a few teams, Parramatta, Roosters, and we saw it with Newcastle and Cronulla. They fought, they threw all their punches early, right? And then they were overrun easily, really. Parramatta and Melbourne just went like that and swallowed Parramatta up. Have the Eels fired their best shot?
Yeah, I think they're done. I think they're really done, Parramatta. And the thing about South Sydney, Dan, is I reckon that they, if you timed, when they did a backline shift, if you timed the amount of time the ball was actually in the hand, South are the quickest to get it out. They just go zip, 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 zip. You know, Corey Allen, whether straight to Alex Johnson, no problem. And the other thing for Parramatta is they're without the top try scorer of the last 2 years, Mike Asivo, which is just significant, and not just how many he scores.
The metres.
That left edge, the metres, and the left edge between Sivo and Jennings, they concede very, very few tries.
Yes.
The temptation, because South Sydney's so dangerous on their left, I wouldn't be surprised if Jennings goes over there. You know, Jennings is a left-sided player. I wouldn't be surprised if Jennings plays on the right side this week.
Right, okay. That's it, because
he's such a good defensive centre.
Well, yeah, and see, Wunga Blake's on the back page of the paper today because of his defensive woes. Well, there's a chance he's going to have to go back. He might have to play on the wing anyway, and Brad Takarangi comes in into the centres. On that horrid side where South can just destroy teams.
Just destroy teams. And look, take Cody Walker for try scorer. He has scored heaps of tries recently, but four of those tries against Melbourne, against the Roosters, against the Knights on the weekend and against Parramatta, four tries that were just as simple where Adam Reynolds goes to the line, double pumps, and then Cody Walker's timing for that little jockey play and he runs through and scores. Just a simple play like that, they execute so well. Cody Walker, anytime try scorer.
He would be in my top three. I would pay money to watch right now in rugby league.
Is
Ryan Pappenhausen would be one. Tedesco would be two. Oh, you'd pay money. And, you know, if you said, right, you could only have eyes on that player.
Yep.
I would just... Just watching Cody Walker is a thing of beauty.
Absolutely.
Anyway, there we go. But what about the pass Reynolds threw to him the other day?
Oh,
my God.
If they're on the same side of the field, Dan,
don't
worry about the other side. Anyway.
Okay, so you're going South very clearly. Any major thoughts on this game, Sean, and your tip, please? Over under 45 and a half, by the way.
Well, yeah, we thought the first game was a big total. This one's blown it out of the park, 45 and a half. I know we saw big totals last week. We're banging on about it, but I have to lean the way of an under in a do or die game. I don't have a huge opinion on the line really, but I think at Bankwest, and if Fergie plays, I think I want to be with Parramatta points here. My only concern is, and you've said it all already, Shook, but the, you know, one edge was already a little bit flaky. Now both are flaky. If it's brothers Jennings on one side, I think it might have been a South game earlier this year, maybe late last year, where they absolutely tore them to shreds. That's my only concern. But I don't mind the idea of Takarin and Blake to a wing. But I'll be siding with Parrott just in this game.
I honestly don't know, because I look here at Campbell, Gillard, Paulo, Nathan Brown. They have the ability to run over South if they're on their game, but I'm not sure they will. I don't think Campbell Gillard's quite as dominant as he was in the middle of the season, Junior Paulo. I don't like tipping against Nathan Brown ever. I think
he's not running for the metres anywhere near he was.
Nathan Brown.
Nah.
I'm not worried about Nathan Brown's metres. I'm worried about his second phase play
presence.
And his presence. But I'm going to go with South here just because Parramatta's defence... South's strengths are exactly where Parramatta's weaknesses are right now. I think a Parramatta crowd, funnily enough, when things are going badly, I think it can actually... there's a nervousness that comes... It used to happen at North Sydney Oval where, oh, here we go again. Parramatta's lost four of their last... Four of their five finals under Brad Arthur they've lost. South are going to have a good period at some point in this game. They're too good to be off for 80 minutes. And how will Parramatta get nervous? I think South. I will not be having a cent on this game on South at the line because I think that's... I can see this going down to the wire, but give me South and the over. The over. This has got points. South aren't a good defensive team. So this, to me, has got points written all over it. Again, nice night, Sydney. When Bankwest is... When there's no dew on Bankwest, it's points galore. And in October, we shouldn't have... any juice, so give me the over. That leaves the best bets. Joel, I'm going to let you kick this off. Best bets for these two games.
Best bets for these two games.
Or just one best bet.
One best bet. So Roosters 1-12, I think, is the bet there. I think they sneak home with it, Dan. Roosters 1-12, and the Eels taking on the Rabbitohs.
Yes.
Same game multi. Cody Walker to score. When Cody Walker scored, his last 21 games, they've won 18 times. So Cody Walker to score, South minus, same game multi.
Ooh, okay. You get some nice value there. Walker is in, he has 10 tries this year. Sean Ormerod, I know where you're going here. Go on, offend the people you've been offending for years on this podcast.
The
off
Raider
you go.
Hater.
Off you go. Off you go, Sean.
Yeah. Well, why stop now?
That's insulting,
I'm tipping
mate.
Roosters 13 plus. I'm tipping Roosters 13 plus in this one. The only thing the Roosters were missing last week was some quality service out of dummy half. And I said before, I'm not Jake Friend's biggest fan, but I think he's huge in this game. I've never seen the Roosters get caught on the last tackle the number of times they did. And it's no go at Freddie Lussick. He's only young, but... Friend's huge in this game. I think that I can see this game being close. I'm not saying the Roosters are going to lap them, but I think there's a bit more upside in taking that bigger price plus as opposed to the minus six.
Okay, well, I've gone a little more about the try scorers than the results. Canberra, I'll tell you what worries me, Joel. I love the Raiders, but Jordan Rapana's defence, do you notice he is never in sync with Kotrick or his inside? He rushes up.
No, he's a winger.
Right. So there's always a chance here. Now, that is... He's the right-side defender. Luke Keary on the left. He could absolutely have a field day. And I've got him to put Josh Morris in for an any-time try. And Alex Johnston, it was too... I just wanted him anytime, but it's $1.53 or something. It's too short. So I've got him to score a double. Because I can see, even if South lose, I can see him getting on the score sheet a couple of times. And you get some nice odds there, $7.20.
I would strongly, if I was Ricky, consider playing Elliot Whitehead in the centres just to try and get neutral ground there. Valame out, Rapana back to the wing.
Okay. Interesting.
I would consider that very, very strongly. That pretty much wraps us up, I think, Dan.
Thank you, Sean Ormerod.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
All right. That tan will be even better next week. Thank you, Joel.
Yeah, that's it. We're like Shorty's Grays on the beard. We're gone. See you later. Have a great week. Gamble responsibly. See you, folks. Have a great week.